Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah are being learned Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama Shadav and Aliyah and Mischos Rachel Basar Gittol and Daniel Yezmer and Spire Rachel They should be benched with Zarah Shalkayama but carve Mamish. And Mishnah Dalet tells us of a similar halacha to Mishnah Gimel. Paris of Yerushalayim. This fellow has chulin produce in Yerushalayim, umayis ba-Medina, and he has maaser sheni money in the Medina, which means out of Yerushalayim. And he slaps his hand to his forehead and he realizes, oh my gosh, I took the wrong fruit and the wrong money. The money I have in my pocket is not maaser sheni money. I left my maaser sheni money at home. And the produce that I have is not maaser sheni produce, it's just regular produce. What does he do? Omer, he can say, Hare ha-maaser haim mechulalin al Paris ha-elu. That money that I have in my house outside Yerushalayim should be mechulal on these fruits that I have right now. Now the fruit becomes maaser sheni, and the money that he has in his drawer at home loses its status as maaser sheni. And now we have a similar case. Maaser b'Yerushalayim uperes b'Medina. He has maaser sheni money in Yerushalayim, and he has non-maaser sheni produce outside of Yerushalayim. But he needs his money right now for something else, and he's not allowed to purchase that thing with money of maaser sheni. So what's he supposed to do? Omer, he can say, Hare ha-maaser ha-elu mechulalin al peres ha-heim. This maaser sheni money right here should be mechul on that produce that I have over there in the other place, and that works, and now he could use this money for whatever he wants. Now over here there is one thing he has to be careful of. Ubalvad shialu ha-peres v'yachol b'Yerushalayim. This is only as long as he takes this produce once he gets back home and he brings it into Yerushalayim to eat it. That's the only thing he would need to do. He wouldn't be allowed to now take this fruit at home and redeem it and transfer its kedusha onto other money and bring that money into Yerushalayim. He would actually have to take that fruit itself and bring it into Yerushalayim. And now moving on to Mishnah Hey with a very important halacha. Ma'is nechnasas liYerushalayim v'yotzeis. Money that has kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni is allowed to be brought into Yerushalayim and brought out of Yerushalayim. However, uperos nechnasim ve'in yotzeim. Produce that has kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni is only allowed to be brought into Yerushalayim, but it's not allowed to be brought out of Yerushalayim. Once it's brought into Yerushalayim, it's stuck there. It's not allowed to be brought out. The way that we say this is that the mechitzos were kailate. The mechitzos, the walls of Yerushalayim, were kailate. They took a hold of this fruit, and they, so to speak, trap it inside Yerushalayim. It's not allowed to be brought out of Yerushalayim. And if it's brought out of Yerushalayim on purpose or by mistake, he's not allowed to transfer its kedusha onto money and bring that money into Yerushalayim. He has to bring the actual fruit back into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel argues, and he says, Afa peres nechnasim v'yotzim. Even fruit is allowed to be taken in, it's allowed to be brought back out, and there's no problem. Now, we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav, continuing to talk about this halacha, and with Mishnah Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.